This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. The only mosque in Joplin, Missouri has burned to the ground. The cause of the fire is still unknown. Jennifer Davidson has more.
The imam of the mosque, Dr. Lahmadine Lahmadeen, had only finished leading the special Taraweeh night prayers a few hours before he was awakened by a phone call from the Jasper County Sheriff's Department. That prayer takes place every night around 10 o'clock during the month of Ramadan. Lahmadeen got in his car and started driving.
I could see the smoke from about 2 miles when I drove to the mosque. So when I saw that, my heart pounding, and I hope it's not from the mosque. But when I got in there, it is from the mosque.
This is the third time the Islamic community in Joplin has had to deal with fires on its property. 1 month ago, a man was caught on camera throwing a burning object onto the mosque's roof. The FBI is offering a $15,000 reward for the arrest and indictment of those responsible for that fire. Bridget Patton is a spokeswoman for the FBI out of Kansas City.
If it is determined that this fire was deliberately set, we will actively investigate to see if there is any connection or relationship to the fire that occurred at this center on July 4th of this year.
Imam Lahmadeen says he doesn't know where his congregation will gather to worship now. Typically, during Ramadan, Muslims gather every evening at the mosque to break their fasts before praying into the night. I'm Jennifer Davidson.
Missouri's primary election ballot on Tuesday includes one of the most closely contested races, the Republican U.S. Senate primary. Former State Treasurer Sarah Steelman, businessman John Bruner, and Congressman Todd Akin are the top Republicans competing for the right to challenge Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill in November. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has been mounting an aggressive campaign for Steelman. Palin's appearing in TV and radio ads, being heard in automated telephone calls, and even serving barbecue pork at a political picnic. After the recent victory by Texan Ted Cruz in a GOP Senate primary, Palin and the Tea Party movement now are trying to capitalize in primaries elsewhere. But that may pose a difficult test. In Missouri, conservative loyalties are fractured among Steelman, Bruner, and Akin. And few substantive policy differences separate the three candidates. They each condemn the federal health care law, promise to cut taxes and spending, and claim to be the most reliably conservative. Akin is endorsed by former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee, and Bruner is supported by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Amendment 2 on the ballot would expand an existing section of the Missouri Constitution to state that people can pray in public and that prayer is allowed before government meetings. It would also state that students cannot be compelled to participate in school assignments violating their religious beliefs, though it does not say how this would be regulated. Supporters contend it reinforces the right to pray and protect students. Opponents argue religious rights are already protected by the U.S. Constitution, and the measure could cause confusion over what is allowed and is likely to trigger lawsuits. The polls open at 6 a.m. Tuesday. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.